Good evening, everyone. How many of you here have actually seen one of these, which is our monthly financial statement that is available in the foyer in the white binder every month of the year? Raise your hand if you've seen this one ever. Okay. Well, I'll just let you know it's available, and I'm just going to give you a couple quick highlights about what is on this. This has all of the money that comes in, all the money that goes out, and how much money is left over when all that happens, okay? And it's fundamentally the what is left over when it happens is kind of broken up into two areas. One is called general fund, which is what we use to perform our monthly duties, the payroll, keep the lights on, and all that sort of thing. Then there are some special funds, which are comprised of a benevolence fund, a facilities maintenance fund, a women's ministries fund, and that typically compromises about 30 to 40% of the total. So that's the quick primer on what you'll find on this. But right now, I'm going to ask you a question. What were you doing 2 years ago today? Where were you 2 years ago today? Yeah. If you don't know, I actually know where you were, right? Because almost all of us were at home. On January 27th, 2020, we were 7 days in to the 14 days to flatten the curve.
March.
I'm sorry. Did I say May? I'm sorry. Yeah, March. So on March 20th, our governor had instituted the stay-at-home order, and we as a church were trying to figure out how do we start streaming, right? We were scrambling to do that because we weren't allowed to meet. So there was a lot going on at that particular time. We were actually about 2 weeks removed from our spring family meeting, and we had shared with you some of the changes that were taking place on the elders' relationship with the deacons, and the plans were being put in place to improve that relationship and to make everything work better. We were also thinking about how to communicate to you some financial news that had showed a recent trend over the past several months of declining giving that was a little bit of it was troublesome. I'd be lying if I say it didn't cause me some concern. And we were gonna communicate that to you. And now, lo and behold, a week after that, we're in the midst of a shutdown. Who knows what anyone's financial situations are going to look like that during that time, much less the church itself, and what would that mean? The government saw fit to institute several programs to benefit businesses, actually, and including churches, with some government assistance that assisted in payroll, for example, which basically was tantamount to a grant that allowed you to pay for all of your employees for a period of time if you kept them employed. There were a couple other programs that were looked at. We looked at that first one very closely, but we chose not to participate in that because at the very end of the sign up for that, it said, you are, by checking this box, you are indicating that you have been financially hurt by the pandemic. And honestly, we didn't know if that were true or not at the time. We were just waiting to figure out what this was all gonna look like. So now fast forward a month. So now we're at the end of April, and we have had a month's worth of giving since the shutdown. The Lord had blessed this body with the largest monthly giving, right, in just about a 10-year time frame. And the net balance of the combination of the general and special fund actually went up $21,000 in that 1 month. So when we were fearful of what was going to happen, God was gracious, God was merciful, and God blessed us beyond anything that we could have anticipated at that particular point in time. So, but is that, would that last? How long would that go on? Well, let's fast forward a year now. So now we're in the springtime of 2021, a year into the pandemic, a year into 14 days to flatten the curve. And what do you think the general fund and the special fund looked like, which was referred to as cash on hand on that sheet? It's actually up almost another $50,000 over the course of that one year in the midst of this pandemic. Fast forward to spring 2022. If you go and look at that, the monthly statements, we're up almost another $60,000 in terms of cash on hand in the midst of this pandemic. Praise God for that. Praise God for his faithfulness. Praise God for his work through you to accomplish that. We are amazingly, amazingly blessed. Now, so what? We have a little more money than we used to. What should we do with that? Well, we also have, that you will see on the financial statement, this thing called debt. And it's in the form of a mortgage. And this is a form of basically two loans, one about $311,000 and another $630,000 or $40,000. Big, big numbers. We pay about $9,000 a month to service both of those loans. The elders have decided that we are going to begin applying an additional $10,000 per month to the smaller of those two loans, the one that's $311,000. And if we do that, between now and sometime in 2024, that smaller loan will be completely paid off. The results of doing that are several fold. One, it saves us ultimately about $135,000 of mortgage interest were to stay on the original payment plan for that particular loan. That's a big chunk of money. That is good stewardship, right? Avoiding paying interest on something like that. The other thing that happens is once that loan is paid off, we have the equivalent of $30,000 annually of new cash flow that's not going to service that loan. Think of what we could do with an extra $30,000. Think of the ministry opportunities that could benefit from that. Or think about applying that even to that other loan and how quickly you could get rid of that. But we'll worry about that when we get there. For the time being, our intent is to, as I said, apply an additional $10,000 to the principal of that smaller loan. And we're gonna do that for a period of 6 months and see how things look. Because honestly, right now, if you looked at the history, if we were to start that extra $10,000 a month, we'd be reducing the balance of our account by about $5,000 a month. Now, there's a lot going on right now in this world financially. We are all living with this, let me think of the right word for it. Inflation, right, that is the greatest that it has been in over 40 years. And how is that going to impact you? How is that going to impact the church? We hear about PG&E raising their rates, you know, in March and again sometime down the road. What is it all going to look like? We don't know. But we know that God knows. We know that God has blessed us in an amazing way. So we will reassess our plan to continue paying that down in 6 months and determine at that point whether we want to continue paying that down. Now, what does this mean to you? If you think this is the part where I say, now here's where you can help out, that's actually not what I'm here to say. Clearly, you can. There's the more you give, the more they can be applied to that loan. But we understand that these are financially uncertain times for a lot of people. Some people's job situations are up in the air. Like, say, we're paying more for gas and just about everything at this particular point in time. And we're not asking you at this particular point in time to revisit your financial, your monthly giving with respect to what you contribute to this this body here. But it's something that we would ask you to always prayerfully consider what it is you do with your own finances. We don't know. There's a lot of moving parts. Our relationship with PCS, by the way, which is partially the reason for us having a little more money in our bank account, because they've had more people in their school, and that has actually contributed to that. Their entire picture has changed dramatically since the pandemic began, and in a very positive way too. Their enrollment has basically gone through the roof. What all that looks like, you know, between now and a couple years from now, is something we're looking forward to working through with them and how that might modulate the financial situation that we're in. But today, as we're asking you, is just prayerfully consider, as you should always, what you should do with your money. What does good stewardship look like to you? One of the last things we would want to do is that if indeed you have large debt of your own, I'm not talking about a mortgage necessarily, but perhaps a large credit card debt, well, honestly, the last thing we would want you to do is increase your giving to us while you have a inappropriate amount of outstanding non-mortgage debt. There's a stewardship principle that can be applied to you and your family to take care of that first. The other thing that we're not saying is you can quit giving to GCBC until your mortgage is paid off. That is not the message that I'm sending out right here. But really the big message is praise God. Amen. Praise God for what he has done. And praise God for him giving you to this body and what that has meant over the course of these past few years. Sure. Dear God, we are so blessed. You are so good. Good beyond our imaginations. Good when we think the world has come to an end, yet we know that you're in control. And time after time, you have shown that to us. Your faithfulness has just been phenomenal. There's no other word for it. Help us to continue to rely and trust on you and what will happen in the days ahead. As we said, clearly we do not, but we trust that you do. And we are thankful for how you demonstrated your faith to us over the course of these past few years. Give us strength and courage and patience as we wait to see what it is that you have for us in these coming days. But we just ask your immense blessing on this body, on the people that you have brought here, the people that you are building into your church, the people that you call the bride of your son, and just what a privilege it is to be a part of that. We pray all this right now in your son's precious name.